Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. And your brain masseur, get ready for your brain massage. Home from the second annual Northwest Intercessor Prayer Conference in Bend, Oregon, with Dr. Benny Beckham, and hosted by our dear friend, Pastor Peel, and Victory Baptist Church in Bend. This was one of the most God-organized meetings I think I've ever participated in. Something's stirring, folks, and it's coming out of churches that take prayer and fasting seriously. This church prayed and fasting 30 days coming into this conference, and the benefit was there. Thank God for that church and its heart for revival. And he organized the fast over a four-week period where each week they focused on one of the four elements that the Bible says will turn God's heart to heal our land. First, humble ourselves, and then week two, pray. Week three, seek his face. And week four, turn from our wicked ways. 2 Chronicles 7:14. I'll give a more complete report on this wonderful meeting during my comforting counsel visit tomorrow night. That's Saturday, 2/4/23. I'm preparing the show en route from Oregon. And that's always a challenge, folks, trying to ride in the plane and then so on, in the airports or whatever, and layovers. Let's see what we have on the menu today. I want to focus on the CCP increasing their aggression against the United States, flying a Chinese surveillance balloon over our northern states. Now, this would be a good time to review what we already know about CCP designs on America. And now what else here? Let me do a touch and go on some of these other things and then focus on that matter. A major donor to the Democratic Party who raised campaign bucks for big guy tough Joe Biden was indicted on multiple federal charges, and among them, embezzlement. That's a kind of plagiarism, isn't it, in a way? And plagiarism is something you'll always find around big guy tough Joe. I wonder what this guy did that ticked off the deep state to have him just, turned over. He's 83 years old, you know, so maybe they figure he has outlived his usefulness. How old is Biden, by the way? Maybe big guy tough Joe should be getting nervous. A while back, I preached a message from Ezekiel 8:12. God took his prophet Ezekiel on a tour of the hidden chambers of Judah's leaders and show to him what those wicked leaders were doing in secret. And I think that's what's going on in America right now. He's showing us what has been going on in the secret chambers of those in power for many years now. He said, "Hey, Ezekiel, dig right here." So Ezekiel dug in the wall and found a secret door. God said, "Open the door and look inside." And when Ezekiel opened the door and looked inside, what he saw was appalling. The stuff that is being exposed is appalling, abominable. And we've not seen the half of it yet. But here's some much-needed exposure. The House Republicans put forth a vote to condemn the horrors of socialism. And the vote was, 100% of the Republicans voted for it. But it split the Dems. 109 voted for the resolution, and 86 voted against it. Man, that's almost split down the middle, isn't it? It's amazing. These same Democrats that voted against a declaration regarding the evils of socialism are the ones who are harping on every blemish they can find on the face of America, speaking metaphorically, of course, and even blemishes that are put there by their own policies, by their own hands. And they can never see past that or those blemishes and appreciate the ideals for which America was founded and upon which she was founded. But they can look right past the gaping gouges in the face of socialism. They can look right past the multiple millions murdered at the hands of Stalin and Mao and gaze adoringly at what they consider to be the saving face, the ideal of forced equality. Everyone's equally poor. A system created by a bitter, God-hating man, angry that anyone else might have something he did not, who hated Christians most of all, Mr. Marx. The Bible says, who can stand before envy? And that was the root sin of that man's life. Pro-life students were rudely told to leave the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum. Can you believe that? This is blatant discrimination. And then going after the J6 fakers with Pelosi and the crosshairs. House Republicans issued a scathing report exposing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for her role in security and intelligence failures at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. Emails and text messages from Pelosi's office show us that her staff were holding regular meetings discussing security detail and that they turned down repeated requests from federal law enforcement for needed reinforcements to help protect the Capitol on that day. Yeah, all that's coming out. Vaccine update. Pilots begin to speak out. Last year, pilot Bob Snow had a heart attack only minutes after landing his plane at the Dallas-Fort Worth airport. And this heart attack was brought on by the forced injections, the forced vaccines. He lashed out Tuesday at Federal Aviation Administration officials for imposing the vaccine mandate. And the FAA is just ignoring him. Just pretending it isn't there and it's not happening. But it is happening. Peter A. McCullough tells us about a technique that will reveal spike protein in heart tissue in order to diagnose more definitively the C-19 vaccine-induced myocarditis. You see, enlargement and increase in heart weight are common indicators of this condition, and it's showing up in the vaccinated. But now they're finding a way to diagnose it as vaccine-induced myocarditis. That's going to be a major, major breakthrough going forward with all of this. And this from Pfizer. Pfizer admits there is concern about women's reproductive health after receiving the COVID-19 vaccination, causing irregular menstruation. And that's something they say, well, this vaccine shouldn't be doing that. Well, what are they going to be admitting in about another month, right? That it attacks the ovaries? Okay, and finally, they're coming after Christian privilege now. Can you believe this? You've heard about white privilege. Well, here you go. Now they're coming after Christian privilege. Florida State University has adopted a program that castigates Christians for their Christian privilege and offers racially segregated scholarships that deliberately bar white students from applying. And it won't be too long before they'll say, Christians need not apply. You see where this is going, I'm sure. DC Comics reveals new trans non-binary superhero named Circuit Breaker. Oh, how droll. In a January Twitter post, Alan Kaplan, who is reputed to be a cartoonist who digs gay psychedelia, horror, and superheroes, he revealed this new DC character would be identified with the pronouns he and they. Monique Parsons and Jennifer Vint accused Riverhead Central School District of causing emotional distress due to requiring their children to wear face coverings at Pulaski Street School and Riverhead Middle School. In my book, Let My People Breathe, we've made the arrangements. It's going to be submitted to the publisher this week, and we will soon have it in your hands. Maine Republican lawmakers propose a bill that will allow certified teachers to be armed. Well, that's a good idea. And on Wednesday last week, Representative Matt Gaetz implored his colleagues to support a bill that he's put forth that would abolish the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, that's ATF, intending by this to deliver a major blow to the Washington bureaucracy, the anti-gun bureaucracy, and protect the citizens' Second Amendment rights. Okay, my friends, it's time for your brain massage, and we're going to look at what's going on with this balloon floating around Montana.
Truth. Served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
A Chinese Communist Party surveillance balloon has been spotted over northern United States, Billings, Montana, to be exact or precise, where China has been buying up American farmland, by the way, interestingly enough, and conducting tactical surveillance over one of our major nuclear arsenals. Excuse me? And incidentally, I'm sure they flew their balloon in over the Alaskan Aleutian Islands. That's U.S. airspace, of course. And obviously, if they're over Montana, they're in U.S. airspace. And this is near the area, that is the Aleutian Islands and the Antarctic and all of that. That's in the area that where the Chinese Communist Party and Russia have lately been attempting to claim land rights. Yeah. Uh-huh. You might remember a while back I brought to your attention the interest China and Russia has lately shown in the Antarctic. You know, the borders of Alaska, just northeast of the Aleutian Islands. They've begun establishing military bases there, reopening some submarine bases and so on. So we see that the battle for the Antarctica has a clear military purpose. CCP and Russia are both contesting for control of the Antarctica right now. So what's going down with the CCP? A United States Air Force four-star general, Mike Menahan, sent a memo only a short time back to his command advising preparations be made for an anticipated war with China in 2025, which he believes will use the 2024 elections going on in Taiwan and the U.S. as a distraction to make a move on Taiwan. We expect satellite surveillance from our enemies and neighbors, that's more or less strategic. And it's arguably something that you might have a national security interest in doing. But floating a surveillance balloon in our airspace is a tactical intrusion, a tactical operation that is tantamount to an attack. In this case, it would not rise to the level of, say, deploying tactical nukes, but it's definitely the sort of thing done to gain a specific military advantage, serving as a preparatory action for weapons deployment or personnel deployment. This is very concerning, but the Bidenmeister doesn't seem to be taking it so as such a concern. Maybe that's because, you know, they've worked this out together before they did it. I don't know what's going on here. And this, add this to the United States Air Force General's four-star general that I mentioned, who sent a memo alerting his command of his concern that the CCP will use the 2024 elections in Taiwan and the U.S. as a cover for a move on Taiwan. Consider that these elections are certain to be raucous, harsh, noisy, you know, likely more so since CCP's U.S. plants will make sure of it. The four-star general believes this will instigate war with China, and the way it's shaping up, it looks like the CCP, Russia, and Iran will combine forces against the West. I brought this to your attention several times over the last year or so. The rising of Daniel's bear, the prophecy in Daniel 7. Xi and Putin are getting snuggly. CCP and Russia have conducted joint naval operations in the Bering Sea near Kiska Island. Oh, that's only 80 miles off the Alaskan coast. Developing up there in the north, you notice. A C-130 Hercules chopper provided air support for a National Guard patrol ship, a cutter called Kimball, that spotted the four-ship convoy in formation chugging along the Bering Strait. When the CCP and Russia joint naval operation was discovered, they broke formation. One of the ships was identified as a guided missile cruiser and a destroyer, and the other two were not identified. This comes on the heels of a warning of CCP interest in the Arctic, as I pointed out, and Russia's military buildup there. This came from NATO Security General Jens Stoltenberg, by the way. Now think about all of this in light of what we've learned earlier about the Chinese Communist Party declaring itself to be a near Arctic state, laying claim on the Antarctic. Now, friend, that's ridiculous. It's a we're obviously the near Arctic state. It's a ruse to give CCP's intrusion into Arctic affairs a quasi-legal status. That's the game they play all the time. CCP has declared it has a legal and legitimate interest in the region and wants to establish an Arctic Silk Road and dictate the use of this resource. Now they're launching surveillance balloons into U.S. airspace over the Aleutian Islands and into airspace over one of our nuclear bases in Montana? Excuse me? Meanwhile, Russia is building new and reopening old Soviet-era deep water ports and military bases in the Arctic, including airfields. Now, when I brought this to your attention a few months ago, I said then, and I say it again, these are preparations for war, folks. We'd better wake up. There's no other reasonable way to view this. And this underscores our concerns about CCP infiltration into our government. Well, they even want to set up headquarters here to run police operations within our country. They have established plants deep into our DOJ, FBI, CIA, and in Congress, by the way, and in the Senate, and even in the White House. And in our medical establishment, too. For example, here is an article dated December 2021. Quote, looks like U.S. worked with CCP military on gain of function and knew of the Cove leak, end quote. Judicial Watch obtained 221 pages of NIH records, including grants that funneled money to the Wuhan lab. Judicial Watch documents the fact that the United States NIH and NIAID, that's Fauci's outfit, knowingly worked with Chinese military. Fauci was lying when he said he trusted the Wuhan scientists because they were not CCP military. He trusts them because they are. He knew that Wuhan lab was under direct control of the CCP military. There's no doubt about that in my mind. The only people that believe Fauci now are those suffering from a blue pill overdose. Judicial Watch discovered documents from NIH and NIAID that show 2 weeks before we were told about the dangerous coronavirus, Moderna mRNA technology was transferred in a secret deal to Dr. Barrick, Fauci's associate, and the infamous Wuhan Bat Lady's partner. Remember, the Barrick people are the ones who have demonized anyone that dared say the virus might have resulted from a lab leak. Well, America, what do you say now? What do you know now? Don't forget what they told you then. Heritage Foundation released a report analyzing U.S. military strength and preparedness. Now hear this. Russia has 12,000 missiles. CCP has 14,000. The U.S. has 300. Now, this cannot be excused by ignorance. This is malfeasance on a level that can be called nothing short of treason. News Target reports, quote, U.S. military running out of key munitions, including anti-tank javelins, by gifting them to Ukraine as production capacity falls, end quote. Here's an article warning that recent movements in China suggest shifting to a war footing against the U.S. At the same time, some are speculating that China is tottering on the brink of collapse. And that's a dangerous combination, folks. CCP interests here in the U.S. are feeling keenly the shift in public sentiment away from China and away from their puppet president pretender, Joe Benedict Biden. The CCP in China are becoming desperate. And they can read the handwriting on the wall, written by the hand of God, in the blood spilled at Tiananmen. Be sure your sins will find you out. I've called upon the Lord to break the CCP off the backs of the precious Chinese people. And I cry, oh Lord, how long will you look on? Will you send us under that oppressor's rod? All right, my friends, hold on to the break. I'll be right back.
The battle for America is on. The spirit of Antichrist has risen in our land against the spirit of Jesus Christ. What side are you on? Go to GodsWar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on
the air. Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter. Lighting the lamps in the church belfry yard, singling the enemies on the march. An enemy that is stealing from us our liberties. CCP, Chinese Communist Party, surveillance balloon was spotted over Billings, Montana, where the U.S. base is well over 100 nukes, and where, incidentally, China has been buying up American farmland, conducting tactical surveillance on one of our major nuclear arsenals, where they have some footing. This is an egregious violation of our airspace and a clear and present provocation. And Biden does nothing. Trump truthed, shoot it down. Biden squirmed and simpered and like the sycophant he is, demurred. That guy's a traitor. This man is dangerous for America, and Kamala would be no better. In fact, maybe worse. We must correct 2020, and it must be done now. The CCP in China are becoming desperate, and they can read the handwriting on the wall, written by the hand of God and the blood spilled at Tiananmen. Be sure your sins will find you out, Xi. When dictators are desperate, they will do insane things. I hope the rumors are true that the football is secretly secured from Biden's reach. Our recruiting numbers are dangerously low in our military, and you don't see any concern about this beyond window dressing. These lying traitors know that red-blooded American patriots, you know, the type that willingly lay down their lives for their countries, they have no will to fight in a queer army where it's forced on them, pushed into their faces constantly, where they are told to deny reality and play along with this charade. They're using these ridiculous policies about, you know, not saying sir and ma'am and forcing everyone to identify their preferred pronoun to emasculate our military and to drive Christians out, because they cannot trust Christians to go along with their plan to overthrow the Constitution and start doing Auschwitz with Christians. They know exactly who they're repelling from the military, and it's exactly the people they don't want there. Straight, conservative Christians. They cannot depend on that sort of soldier to turn their guns against Americans or to lay down their weapons at the feet of our nation's enemies. They need people who hate America, or hate Christianity at least, and hate the Constitution. They need oath breakers, not oath keepers. They need people who have broken to pieces their conscience. They need God-hating, America-despising, warped, demented, crazy people, because corrupt people are easier to manipulate and control, and you can get them to commit treason because they are loyal to nothing. This administration and those following him, that is Biden and supporting him, know exactly what they're doing. They are weakening America in preparation for the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party attack. Now, remember this report I found on Brighton? Academic researcher and author J.R. Nyquist, has conducted a bombshell interview with Mr. Wang from Lude Media, L-U-D-E, the same group that acquired a secret audio recording from high-level CCP and PLA military leaders in southern China, revealing China and Russia are teaming up to eliminate the United States and occupy North America. That's the plan. Mr. Wang is Wang Dinggang Lude, and he founded a Chinese media group called Lude Media, with the pervasive presence of CCP everywhere, protecting the Chinese Communist Party from exposure to the general public through media, it is surprising that Mr. Lude, or as he is called here, Mr. Wang, is able to even function. I understand from here, an article I have noted here, that Mr. Lude is noted to be a whistleblower and desires to get the truth about CCP actions to the world. Now, here's the mission statement of Lude Media. These channels, and I'm quoting, aim to create an independent news platform that can disseminate the truth about the CCP. In addition, Lude's channels fully implemented the concept of truthfulness in media, which has made more people believe and participate in the whistleblowers' movement to comprehensive the aim of making China be a freedom, liberty, and rule of law country. Now, you know, this is China translated into English, and so it loses a little bit. But that's what you've got there. That's their mission statement. Now, Lude got a copy of a conversation between CCP military leaders who were discussing plans to coordinate with Russia an attack on America. Quote, from the summary of that interview, China and Russia will launch a full-scale war against the United States. Now, the Russian and Chinese fleets will be united, according to this this information, not in the same ocean, but by attacking the same continent, North America. The Russians would attack through the Arctic, the Chinese through the Pacific. Okay, well, it looks like the CCP and Russia are coordinating an attack from the north, doesn't it? Remember my message back in 1999-2000? Here is a 56-minute recording of CCP military discussing plans to attack the United States. Here's what was reported from that interview, which took place between Nyquist and Wang. The takeaways are overviewed, and they are as follows. One, the CCP is financing Russia's war with Ukraine. We know that India is buying heavily into Russian oil, rebranding it, and selling it to European countries who are pretending to boycott Russia regarding Ukraine. Russia's best forces are not being used in Ukraine. Their best forces are being deployed in the Far East, being prepared for action against the U.S. This invasion is coming in from the north, and that is Alaska and Canada. Now, with this stuff going on in Alaska, we're coming down from Alaska right now. Listen to this. Ukraine is losing to Russia? Really? I've told you that Biden is not serious about helping Ukraine. I just don't believe it. He wants to preserve Ukraine, but he doesn't care if Russia has it. CCP used the lockdowns to mass deployment of mobile ICBMs and other weapons. The clearing of streets has been covered by efforts to control the spread of the virus, and equipment has been hidden by camo, and they disguise them as COVID convoys. That's what this guy's saying. That's what he said that these people were talking about to each other. Allude media reports that CCP will attempt to use nuclear blackmail and threats of unrestricted warfare, chemical warfare, biological warfare, to collapse the U.S. and have America dropped into their power by our weak and feckless political elites, while simultaneously forcing Taiwan, Japan, and South Korea into their power. And then six, if that doesn't work, if the U.S. resists and if the U.S. interferes with their moves on Taiwan and so on, well, CCP and the Russians will combine forces and attack the United States. All coming out of that conversation they had between military leaders and the CCP. From the recordings of this discussion, the plan appears to be the Russians would attack from the north through the Arctic and the CCP would attack from the Pacific. Now, however, there are some confounders we need to be aware of. There is a freedom movement in China that is strong and gaining strength among the people. Lewd media has many contacts with these people operating under the radar to bring down the Communist Party in China, or the CCP. The CCP has declared war against the West. We know that. The anti-communists in China have declared a people's war against the CCP. The leaders of this resistance want our leaders here, the ones they can trust. They want us to know that we must warn Americans about the China-Russia alliance that's developing, that there can be no negotiating with Moscow or Beijing, that we must not abandon our allies in Asia, Taiwan, Japan, and South Korea. Back before 9/11, I saw all this coming through scripture and common sense discernment. The prediction I offered was not presented as some kind of prophecy, but I preached a set of messages out of Jeremiah calling on American Christians to wake up, because if we continue down the path we're on, it would lead to divine judgment that would come down upon this country from the north, that it would come down on us by the hand of China and Russia, that they would collude together with Iran, that these three ribs in the mouth of the bear would rise up to ravage the earth, and that the only power present to stop them was the Lord's churches. And not that profane, blasphemous Roman Catholic institution astride the scarlet beast of Revelation 17 and called the Whore of Babylon. The many deluded by that system who are called by the Spirit to come out of her, my people. But the paganized quasi-Christian system itself, under the Dagon-worshipping cobra-staged pope with that chalice filled with the blood of martyrs and lips red with the blood of infants and a heart stained with corrupt lust of the pedophile and the fornicators. No. What we need is genuine revival. And I think I saw some of that breaking forth in Bend, Oregon last week and developing right here at Lighthouse Baptist Church. Now, this coming Sunday, I'm preaching some powerful messages addressing these things. If you're really seriously interested about seeing this thing turn around, you join us at 9:30 for my Bible study and prophecy, and then 10:45 for our preaching service, and then 5 p.m. for our evening worship. I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. Call me at 1-805-314-2114 or go to brainmassage.net. Brainmassage.net. Find the contact button. Send me an email. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
The battle for America is on. The spirit of Antichrist has risen in our land against the spirit of Jesus Christ. What side are you on? Go to GodsWar2020.com.